Good evening. We welcome you to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Christmas Eve. During worship, on the past four Sundays of Advent, we've added straw to the manger because we wanted to prepare Jesus. We wanted to prepare a bed for Jesus. We imagined the manger holding baby Jesus on our bed of straw. We lit the candles one by one, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited. Tonight, our waiting is over. It's Christmas Eve. Jesus is born. It's Christmas Eve. So, I encourage you to stay seated. I know that's a little different than we usually do, but stay seated during the call to worship, and we'll begin our time of worship together. Tonight is Christmas Eve. Well, while we were waiting, we celebrated with the waters of baptism. And we shared the sacred supper. And we read the holy story. Wait a minute. I'm not thinking we are completely done with that job. I just don't think it's quite ready for the baby Jesus. So I need your help. If you are little, if you are a child, or not, I don't care. There's some straw. Search for some straw. Maybe in your hymnal rack. Maybe on the floor? Get all you can get because we need to make this bed soft. And when you get a handful, come up and put it in our manger. Oh, we need some more. Good job. Oh, I think it looks much softer. A great job. So do you think our manger is ready for Jesus? If you do, say yes. All right. Excellent. Tonight, Mary will lovingly lay Jesus in his manger. The shepherds will eagerly visit Jesus in Bethlehem. For the manger is ready, the straw awaits, and the world will soon rejoice. Tonight is the night we tell the story of Jesus' birth. The story begins with Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem. It's a very long trip for Joseph and Mary, especially for Mary because she's pregnant. I hope she has a donkey to ride, and I hope the donkey has lots of straw to eat. That donkey needs some nourishment for the trip. Brian will tell us this amazing story as it's told in the Bible.
At that time, Augustus Caesar sent out an order that said all people in the countries under Roman rule must list their names in a register. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Thus, everyone went to their own hometowns to be registered. Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee, and went to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who is now pregnant.
guess what happened while Mary and Joseph are in Bethlehem? You're exactly right. Baby Jesus is born, and his bed of straw is ready to welcome him. It's time to light the Christ candle. Brian, will you continue to tell us this joyous story from the Bible? And Tom Ward is going to light our Christ candle tonight. Our waiting is over. Jesus is born.
While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them to stay at the inn.
The story continues in the countryside, where sheep are eating straw in the fields. Shepherds are taking good care of those hungry sheep. These shepherds are faithful Jewish men. They know that the prophet Isaiah, hundreds of years before, promised a very special Savior from God. To the shepherds' surprise, on this special night, an angel appears in the sky. The angel tells them that finally God has sent the special baby to the world.
There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased.
Shepherds really wanted to see Jesus. Brian, will you continue and tell us the rest of this remarkable story?
When the angels went away from them and back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, about which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger.
I'd like to invite all of the children forward. If you find any more straw, bring it, put it in the manger. Merry Christmas. You know, we've waited and waited, and every Sunday we've looked in this manger. Let's look tonight. What do we see?
Baby Jesus.
Well, you and I know that it's really a doll. But that's one way we tell the story. We tell that story that happened so many, many years ago, is that we put a baby in a manger. And you know, I like to imagine what it was like so long ago. I wonder what happened when Mary and Joseph entered Bethlehem. Brian told us in the story that they couldn't find a place to sleep. They knocked on inn after inn after inn after inn, and did they? Oh, okay. I think you're right. You know, finally, one of the innkeepers said, "Oh, I feel so sorry for you," because you can imagine, Mary was so pregnant. And Joseph was so tired. Oh, they were glad to hear that, yes, finally, they had found a place to sleep. The innkeeper said, "It's back in my stable." You're exactly right. You can sleep in my stable. There's lots of straw there, so you can make yourself a comfortable bed. I know it's not like having a room, but you are welcome to stay in my stable. That innkeeper, he was so welcoming. Well, Mary and Joseph went to the stable, and Mary was kind of suspicious that maybe she was going to have that baby tonight. And so Mary and Joseph decided to put some straw in a manger. You know what a manger is used for? Anybody know? So it was for a bed for Jesus. And why do we put straw and hay in the manger? So animals can eat. That's exactly right. So they were in the stable, they saw the manger, and they said, "That'll be a bed for baby Jesus." And that's what they did. They prepared a bed to welcome baby Jesus into this world. Well, there were other people that wanted to welcome Jesus. Who were they? The shepherds. Excellent. The shepherds. Well, the shepherds were out in the field, and these guys, they wanted to welcome Jesus. So they ran to the stable so that they too could welcome baby Jesus. And you guys have done a great job of welcoming baby Jesus by preparing this manger, this soft bed. So let's now yell as loud as we can. And I'm thinking you can probably yell pretty loud tonight. So when I say three, Welcome, baby Jesus. Okay, one, two, three.
Welcome, baby Jesus.
Shall we ask? That was excellent. Shall we ask your parents to join us? All right. Okay, parents and grandparents and everybody else. One, two, three.
Welcome, baby Jesus.
Outstanding. Outstanding. You know, I think that God wants us to welcome baby Jesus into our hearts all the time. And I've been thinking of ways to do that. Well, one way is when you're very kind to your friends and to your family, you're welcoming baby Jesus in your heart. And when you're nice to your pet and feed your pet and you give your pet lots of attention, you're welcoming baby Jesus into your heart. And when you say nice things and not mean things, you're welcoming baby Jesus into your heart. And when you feed the birds when it's snowing cold out, you're welcoming baby Jesus into your heart. So I have something for you tonight to take home. It's made out of, guess what? What do you think it's made out of? Straw, that's right. And I want you to put it somewhere where every time you see it, all year long, not just at Christmas time, you remember to welcome baby Jesus in your heart. And so you're going to have to make a little pathway for me. Let's see, can I get through so I can get your gifts? Okay, here we go. Oh, we got helpers. Okay, here you go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And you can stay up here just a minute more. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Let's all be It's Christmas time, but please remember why those bells chime. And they are enjoying a happy Christmas day. Don't forget the manger where the baby Jesus lay.
Let us pray. O God of the universe, we come before you excited that it's Christmas Eve. Thank you for sending Jesus into our world, for in the cry of an infant, you've given hope to all who cry. By the light of a star, you've guided people to you. Be born in us today, renew our spirits, and strengthen us to welcome you in our hearts. As we hear the familiar sacred story and sing the beloved carols, may we, like the shepherds, respond to the good news of the amazing possibilities for a world full of love and peace. And we give you thanks for our families and friends with whom we share this season, both those who are with us and those who are in our hearts. Holy God, we want to spread the good news of the wonder of this holy birth, of this sacred baby humbly lying in a bed of straw in a manger. Help us to tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere, and hear us as together we sing this prayer. Amen. Our Christmas Eve offering tonight will be used to construct a school for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds in an impoverished neighborhood in Green Island, Jamaica. Our congregation has had an 11-year relationship with the Green Island United Church of Jamaica, and through the years, we've partnered with that church to raise money to build this much-needed preschool. And I'm happy to say we will build it in 2013. Thank you. your Son Jesus into our world. And we ask that you help us use these offerings to build a good, strong, academically secure school for our partners in Jamaica. Amen. And I invite the candlelighters to come forward. As we spread the light of Christ, I invite you to hum Silent Night, and then we'll sing the verses printed in the bulletin at the end when everybody's light is lit. Jesus is born. Hallelujah. Amen.